Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Janice LaRosso and Megan Federer with the Works Museum in downtown Newark. They're getting ready for a big holiday season, plus they're planning for their ever-popular Cocktails by the Fire fundraiser. Janice, you guys, every year you come up with great themes for this. It's been Back to the Future. Staying on that movie theme, you've got a great one for this year's. Maybe let everybody know what it's going to be about.
Yes, it is Cocktails by the Fire, shaken, not stirred. So that's your clue. We're going to visit the world of James Bond and celebrate all the movies. So, it's our signature event with cocktails and costumes. So you can come as a villain, you could come as a Bond girl, you could come as Bond. There's so many fun ways to come and celebrate 007 with us in February.
I'm gonna come as Q.
Okay.
Make all the difference.
I'm going to wait for somebody to show up in the Halle Berry costume, personally.
As long as it's not you.
No.
That's all I'm worried about.
Those days are gone, Dave. It doesn't fit anymore.
As long as it's not you. How do you come up with these?
Well, we sit around and talk about themes, and, pop culture really dovetails really well with this event. We've had some great, we had MASH several years ago when we did Live at Newark at Saturday Night. That was super fun. So just kind of try to pick something that speaks to a broad range of audience. That you might have seen your first Bond movie in the 70s. You might have seen it recently. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you a Bond fan yourself?
Yes.
Are you? Okay.
So do you remember the movie theater over by State Farm? Cine One. That's where I saw my first Bond. Oh, really? Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, wow.
I grew up watching them with my dad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... Now, are you... Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Okay.
Sean Connery.
Well,
Sean Connery is the bomb.
And see, I like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah?
I thought he was pretty good. I thought they did him wrong. I thought he should have been in more.
I don't know. He was a little stuffy.
Mm. Oh, I didn't think
smug.
So.
Yeah.
I didn't think so. Did you say smoke?
Smug.
Oh, no. Smug.
It's just because I'm a Sean Connery fan. Yeah. All right.
Right on.
But yeah, no, they're great movies. I think everybody has a favorite. My Sean favorite is Thunderball. Has always been my favorite James Bond movie. I just absolutely love that movie. Whenever it's on, I'm watching it. And so there's plenty of them out there. So folks are going to get all dressed up. But this has been a great fundraiser, Megan, and it's to help support the glass-blowing studio. It's just a great time.
It is. And something that we realized this year, that this is actually the 20th year since the start of Cocktails by the Fire. Mm. So it's a little bit of an anniversary year where we can talk about how the community can support the arts, get excited by the creativity in the glass studio, and just kind of come out and have fun together in that support.
Now, usually you guys have, they're going to be the glass blowing demonstrations. I'm kind of curious, what are those folks going to do for a 007 glass blowing? That would be kind of cool. I mean, because there's a lot of different things they could be doing for this. But I mean, have they started to plot out what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, they're starting to work on that and thinking about who their guests will be and all of that. We'll be able to kind of do some sneak peeks with in January.
Mm-hmm. That'll be cool. Now, talk about what the tickets, they're on sale. And you said something new this year for folks who want to get in a little early on it.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale on our website right now or by calling guest services, and through the end of November there'll be a $5 discount per ticket, so there's a little bit of a perk for reserving those early and helping us plan. You also, though, if you're interested, one of the things that we do at Cocktails by the Fire is you can buy your very own unique glass for the event, so your glass tumbler, and right now you can also buy those ahead of time, so you can kind of reserve a glass and then pick it out when you get to the event.
Mm-hmm. And cool. I know there's plenty of those at the Doney household. I think you have some.
Yes, we do. Have numerous.
And they get put to use that day as well, too. I think some people forget that you can use them when you're going to the bars and those kind of things. Food is involved with this. You got the cocktails, all those kind of things. So, I mean, this is a great time to get out and have some fun. How much fun do you have with us?
Oh, this is one of my favorites because it's just a celebration of glass. And seeing how everybody turns out in their costume, it's the first Saturday in February. Sometimes you got the winter blues, dust off an outfit and just have some fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a reason to shop for my wife.
There you go.
So I'll be interested to see which character she wants to be this year.
Now, in the past, you've asked Joel and I to be bartenders. we usually put a big hurting on your alcohol because we want to take care of people. Will the shaken and stirred involve Joel and I again this year?
Oh, we'd love to have you back.
Most people just went, yes.
Yeah.
Behind the bar again.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is such a good time. What's the entertainment?
So that, we're still kind of keeping that under wraps. Okay. We're not going to give it all away till we come back. We'll visit you again in January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know you. We were joking about you always have a specialty cocktail. You haven't figured that one out yet either.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. So is that because there's massive taste testing going on? Because shaken, not stirred kind of lends itself to a specific genre.
Yes.
There is a genre, but there's a lot of opportunity for creativity in that genre.
Okay. Do you need any taste testers?
Oh, we'd love to have you come and taste test. Or maybe we can do it on the air.
Oh, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Is the boss listening?
Who makes these?
I don't know about no problem at all.
Not for me.
There might be some not problem and some problem involved in that.
But we'll get those not problem people involved and with us so that they won't be too bad.
Alrighty.
So who comes up with these?
The cocktail ideas. So we work with our host committee to come up with different ideas and narrow it down.
And, you know, those host committees are important because you get people from the community to do this. I think it was the Neelys who just did the Hats Off event.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's kind of cool that you involve folks. And I don't know. I think Cindy may be on the board, or Dustin may have been on the board for the works. I'm not sure.
Advisory.
Yeah, advisory. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool, though, that you get folks to come in and help do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same thing for this?
It will be, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because we really appreciate the Friends of the Works that are our ambassadors for our events and just, you know, help connect us further to the community.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Have you noticed, Dave, they've gotten a little cage here as time's gone along here? I mean, it was pretty up front, and then as the theme and the drink and all that.
You're asking lots of questions.
Well, that's what we do.
Hey, is this an interview show?
Yeah, this isn't just come in and make fun of us, Janice, when we're trying to get information out to people, for God's sake. No, but you know what is funny about it? We all were like, hey, yeah, we'll do the taste testing. That's not a problem at all. We're all about that. So, again, you can go online. You can get the tickets, and the money goes to support the glass blowing. And I know that has been very popular. I think earlier this year, Megan, I sent you an email. Hey, do you still have times available for folks to come in and make pumpkins? And for Halloween, you're like, no, we're pretty much booked. But I know Christmas, too. Folks are getting ready for that, getting ready for gifts. How busy is it for the glass blowing if they want to come in and do ornaments?
When we released all of those spots, they booked out in September. They were booked through the end of the year. But on December 1st, we'll release the spots for 2025, beginning of the year.
That popular.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man. I mean, did you guys think it would ever take off like that? I mean, the glass blowing, it's cool. I enjoy it.
It's always been very popular, I think, in the past several years. That's where we see sellouts because people come back. So maybe they made a pumpkin, now they want to make an ornament, now they want to make a heart. You know, kind of get hooked and come back and do some repeat experiences.
Well, plus it's really cool. I mean, the fact that you, A, get to do it. I mean, you're in the glass blowing studio and you actually perform that, but then you take that memento home and it's actually cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of experiences in life that don't live up to the hype. Or the cost is so prohibitive that most normal people can't do it. This one is accessible, it's in our community, and what you end up with is really stunning in a lot of occasions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're exactly right.
And if I'm not mistaken, you guys, when you're having the Winter Wonderland, the Holiday Homecoming, we're going to talk about that, you can get special pieces of glass on a discount too, correct?
Yeah, we have an annual glass sale that we do during Holiday Homecoming, so you can get 35% off non-holiday related glass, so like some select glass items in there, which is a great chance to stock up for yourself or for gifts for others.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not necessarily in that order.
Now, you talk about, I mean, they do the ornaments and then they put them up for sale. So have they already started on all these?
We do have a tree up, yes.
Okay, so
in the gear shop. Mm-hmm. So we're just starting that blend of the fall into the winter decor in the gear shop, and that will kind of continue through into December.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday Homecoming is when we kind of make that transition into celebrating the winter season. So the whole theme this year is Winter Wonderland, and all of the activities are going to be about exploring a little bit of the history, arts, and science that we can do with winter, including a snowball fight.
Excuse me?
A snowball fight.
You gonna make your own snow?
You'll have to come and find out.
I like the sound of that. And I don't like how she looked at two of us when she said a snowball fight. I'm like, I'm not lining up for that one. So when is that?
It'll be the day after Thanksgiving, so Friday, November 29th from noon to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. We open up, and it's just a special event. There's no extra charge. It's just regular admission or members in. And we do a lot of extra family-focused activities, a lot of just holiday celebration. And it's great for folks who are in town, have a lot of family visiting, and are just looking for something special to do. It also really leads into all the downtown Newark experiences that night with the canal and the courthouse lighting. So there's a great opportunity to just spend the whole day celebrating with your family.
Brilliant.
And that's the great thing about the Works, Janice. I mean, it can be a hub for what's happening in the downtown community. I mean, Megan mentioned, I know the Canal Market District has theirs, and obviously the Lincoln County Courthouse lighting, and then the Midland has the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there are so many great things to do downtown. And on a night like that, you can't beat it. That's why it's so much fun to come down there.
Yeah, it sure is. I think, you know, the Canal Market District adding their market for that day really kind of makes it, you can come down and spend the entire day with us in downtown Newark.
Yeah,
it's if it's cold, you can come inside and warm up with us and then spend outside.
Until you go outside and do the snowball fight. And then it gets cold.
I didn't say it was going to be outside.
Oh, I see that. Now she's dropping some hints on us. Talk about the community gingerbread house.
Yeah, so last year we started this, we'll call it a little new tradition, where we asked some partners to make some gingerbread houses that can be anything you create, and bring those to be on display. And we put them on display the week of Holiday Homecoming, and it just kind of ties in a little bit of fun. And there's a little bit of a competition because the public at Holiday Homecoming can vote on their favorite gingerbread house. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you think we can get a gingerbread house from the radio station?
Wow. You're talking to the two least crafty people
which
here.
Is why it's going to be the most amazing creation ever.
Wow. What's the deadline?
No, the day before Thanksgiving, so November 27th.
Now, I will tell you, I have never made a gingerbread house. Have you?
No.
Neither have
I. It doesn't even have to be a house. A gingerbread
creation.
It'll be a
lump, then. It'll be a lump. How about a ball of gingerbread with some dots on it?
Just whatever sparks your fancy.
Did you not see my pumpkin from a few years ago? It was just a big hole, and I said it's a TV screen. That's what our gingerbread house could be. Look, he's thinking about it.
I know.
I'm thinking about how to overcome your efforts is what I'm thinking about.
Don't let me get involved. I mean, it's not that hard. Tony, sit over there.
Yeah.
Now, I'll make it, but I'm not, you know.
I mean, is it from scratch?
It does not have to be.
Okay.
We had some folks last year that definitely baked their gingerbread from scratch and then created something.
Wow.
Others started with kit and went from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, is this open to the public, or you just have a few?
We have a couple. We look for community partners to create something to showcase to the public, and then we have fun featuring them and doing a little voting competition to say who gets the best in show. Last year's winner of best in show is not competing this year. Yes, they are, because we had the best in show award went to Dawes Arboretum. And
we'll take care of them.
And they are competing again.
Talking about this gingerbread house showcase
it doesn't have to be a house, Dave.
No, that's the good thing. That's the good thing.
I think we're in.
I said we're in.
I
so
think
you,
we're
you,
in.
You shamed us into doing it. Look at over here laughing. Shamed us into doing it. But yeah, that does sound like that.
Well,
would be
with
fun.
Five competing teams, we're guaranteed a top five finish.
And look, you've seen me. I don't finish top five anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll take it. I got no problem with this.
Top five. It's all good.
Holiday Homecoming again. Let folks know all the particulars about that before we jump into some other stuff.
Friday, November 9th, celebrate the Winter Wonderland with us from noon to 4 at the Works.
And that's just, come on in. Is there admission?
It's regular admission. Mm-hmm. Regular admission. Members get in free. And it's a great time.
And you'll have the glass sale going on at that time
glass
as well.
Sale, so 35% off.
Yep, folks are looking for something as a gift would be great. You know, we just talked about general admission and membership. And I know, Janice, it's you got to have the members come in. And, you know, what are some of those perks if somebody wants to be a member of the Works? Obviously just coming down when you want. But, I mean, what are some of the other perks involved?
Well, there are discounts to experiences and camps. But I think one of the things is you can take your membership on the road. Because we belong to several reciprocal organizations, you can visit through, you know, depending on your membership level, you could even go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Or we have partnerships with some Columbus entities. So you can get a discount to go to the zoo, COSI. Mm-hmm. So you can really take this and take it on vacation, take it for some little weekend small trips, and just have access to more experiences like the works with other museums and entities.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Janice LaRosso and Megan Federer with The Works. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.